On its official website, the Green Army is described as an environmental and training program, not an employment one. Green Army projects would run for up to half a year, and people would receive an allowance of about half the minimum wage. They'd also get on-the-job training and the opportunity to achieve accredited skills in fields such as conservation and land management. ABC Rural has made repeated requests for an interview to talk through the detail with the Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt, but he's been unavailable. Labor supported the legislation in the House of Representatives. The Shadow Environment Minister Mark Butler says his party will most likely vote for it in the Senate on a few conditions.
For example, guarantees to make sure that trainees under the program are not going to displace existing workers in conservation organisations or in local councils. Some other questions about the interaction of the payment system with other entitlements, but I'm pretty confident that we're able to work through that. I imagine that the bill will get passage in the Senate.
And it's the Green Army has been heavily criticised by landcare groups, and supposedly Green Army members will be doing the same sort of work as what landcarers do already.
The problem here is that Greg Hunt and Barnaby Joyce are seeking to justify a $500 million cut to landcare by saying it's going into the Green Army program, and we do not support that characterisation. We're very much on the same page as landcare organisations, as NRM bodies, who are saying very clearly to us, and I'm sure to the government as well, that giving young people 13 weeks training in the Green Army program is no substitute for the sort of work that landcare organisations do under the landcare program.
So if you feel that way, and you feel that strongly that it is no substitute for landcare, why would you support it in the Senate?
Well, it's not a substitute for landcare. That doesn't mean it's not a useful labour market program. Labour market programs have been operated separately from the landcare program for many, many years. Even if the Green Army program fell over, we have no confidence that the $500 million would be returned to landcare. It's very clear to us that instead it's more likely simply to be taken by Joe Hockey and put back into budget. So we see them as two separate issues.
While Labor looks set to support the Green Army bill, the Green vote is a different story. Senator Rachel Sewat is the Green spokesperson on agriculture. She won't support the legislation because she doesn't believe it will deliver long-term environmental or employment benefits.
You're talking about short-term employment opportunities here. There's not a guaranteed minimum number of hours. So these sorts of programs, unless you build in adequate training and support that aims for long-term job outcomes, you don't get those long-term employment outcomes. In addition, you've got the situation where the government's cutting substantially the funding to landcare. So the sorts of organisations that would be providing the environmental oversight and expertise potentially aren't going to be involved because they're just not going to have those resources.
While the Green Army is expected to become a reality from July, the future of the grassroots landcare movement is uncertain. Groups are hoping there will be some money for them in funds yet to be allocated by the Department of Environment. Mike Berwick is the chair of the Queensland Group of Natural Resource Management Collective. He's been in Canberra trying to convince the government to change its mind on the budget cuts, but to no avail.
There's clearly a tough line being taken that this is the budget and you're going to have to stick with it, so I don't think there's any point in talking to the government to get it changed between now and the Senate. In the case of Greg Hunt's office, and he might not like this any more than we do, I don't know the answer to that.
Do you have that on good authority?
Oh, it's certainly the rumour around town.
that Greg Hunt is against these cuts to natural resource management.
Well, that he wouldn't have chosen to do these things had he been left to his own, because Greg has, I've got to say, been quite good in terms of this program. He's told us all along it's one of his priorities, that he might take the axe to a few other programs, but this wouldn't be one of them. I think he's had to compromise what he'd like to do because of the government's bigger agenda, and we've suffered because of that.